Dynamic reliability. Well, that has an interesting name, and it could mean lots of different things. But basically, it means that the probability of failure is a function of time in most cases. Dynamic reliability is really just a term that we're using in the body of knowledge to represent that the probability of failure can change with time. It can be increasing or decreasing, but it certainly is much more accurate than just assuming it's constant. So the idea of dynamic reliability is that the reliability performance of your system is a function of time, most often, or some other stress that's relevant. So think of it as a car. We often hear of warranties for cars as time. Say it's good for a five-year warranty, but also the number of miles that are driven. So if you drive more than some set number of miles over that 5 years, it's whichever is less, 50,000 miles or 5 years, whichever is less, for example. Each one of them speaks to different types of failure mechanisms, and they've probably worked out, the auto companies, which of the two failure mechanisms and their probabilities are the sources of failure mechanisms driven by time alone, say degradation of the paint on the vehicle, or of usage. The number of miles driven, if excessive, can also lead to some failures. But each has a different probability model, and such that they create two separate terms or conditions in the warranty process. That's an example of dynamic reliability. It's conditional on either time or use conditions, for example. We often use exponential, but that precludes this functionality of time. It's really just a constant failure rate. The more often or the longer that's in use, the less likely it is to have survived that length of time. But if you do a repair or reset the system, the clock starts over again. It goes back to its original shape. Exponential has this basic notion of memoryless. It doesn't remember that I've been operating for a year. So this function of time really does start over quite a bit. Weibull distribution, on the other hand, has that characteristic that if the beta is less than 1, we know it's an infant mortality or decreasing failure rate. Likewise, if it's greater than 1, we know it's an increasing failure rate with time. But it certainly is a function of time. Now, if we're using nothing but exponential distribution, the basic series system model is really simple to calculate. And we used some examples of this earlier when we were talking about series and parallel systems. But here we just multiply the reliability at a particular point in time using the exponential function. But it has the added benefit of allowing us to just add the failure rates and then do the times time and do the exponent. It was one of the simplifying functions that in the 1960s and 70s allowed practitioners to actually do parts count predictions. Today, we don't have that limitation. We can easily do our calculations using an exponential and a Weibull and a normal distribution, each one being a separate function, and multiply it out. The ability to do a normal calculation with Excel is much, much simpler than it was in the 60s when it would take specific tables and look up charts. Exponents were also using log tables and tabulated books and so on. So calculating these figures on a regular basis was rather tedious, especially when it had more than 3 components. So being able to add failure rates made the things like parts count prediction relatively simple. Today, we don't have those limitations, as I said, so it's much better to understand the reliability function at over time and its dependence on time, which is a dynamic reliability, and do the calculations then appropriately. The key is, if you're looking for reliability at 1 year, that everywhere that 1 year applies, you put in the appropriate figure. So there really isn't today any need to assume a static situation or to assume a constant failure rate. used to be convenient. No longer is it's no longer the case. So if you're still using MTBF or you're still using parts count, this assumption of constant failure rate for all of your values, you really need to ask the question, is that in the best service to your organization as they try to make decisions? So next, in the next module, we're going to look at reliability predictions and a variety of techniques that, in my opinion, are rather outdated, yet they're still pretty prevalent. So we need to be aware of them and understand how they work.